time for the business news from Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. The economy grew quickly last year as national income, which excludes the impact of multinationals, rose 4.8%. That's according to figures from the Central Statistics Office. Nonetheless, the government has been urged to do more to increase competitiveness and limit costs facing businesses. Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Modified domestic demand shows a stronger than expected start to 2025. But how confident can we be that this growth is sustainable, especially given the distortion from surges in pre-tariff exports?
Yeah, well, I suppose we've got used to distortions in the Irish growth data over the year, and simply because of the presence of the multinationals. And I suppose that was turbocharged in the first quarter of the year because of the impact of potential tariffs coming in, so that caused the surge in particularly pharmaceutical exports to the United States. So GDP grew by 20% in the first quarter. Now, of course, we know that's not a realistic kind of gauge of what was going on in the first quarter. But even taking out the distortions, and as measured by modified domestic demand, it grew by just under 3%. That's pretty impressive. In an international context, it's pretty impressive in a recent historical context in Ireland as well. So it seems that the sky is not falling for the time being, despite those external risks that are there.
Consumer and government spending seem to be driving domestic growth. Are we seeing signs of overheating, or is this the kind of stimulus? Is it the right kind of stimulus, I guess, in the face of global uncertainty?
I think we need to be really careful about what we're spending our money on. So if you think about the consumer element of this, as you rightly said, 3% growth in the first quarter of the year, that's not actually that high in the context of what we're seeing on employment and indeed on earnings. And obviously we've seen a fall in inflation as well. So real growth in disposable incomes for the economy overall, helped indeed by population growth, is exceeding that. So savings actually are quite high. So that seems to be sustainable. On the government side, as I said, I think we need to be really careful about how we inflate the economy, how the government inflates the economy, and as I said, where it spends it. So we've seen two more reports this morning in the media from the IMF and from the Competitiveness Council talking about critical infrastructure shortages. That's where the attention should lie. And we've got a crucial few years ahead, not in terms of talking about closing that deficit, but actually delivering and closing that deficit in infrastructure.
But with the debt to GNI ratio falling more than expected, do you think this gives the government more fiscal room to manoeuvre, or should this windfall be used to build buffers rather than expand spending?
I think, look, we're looking at spending on infrastructure just over 4% of the economy, of GNI star. I think there's certainly an argument to increase that to close to 5%, but more importantly, sustain it. As we've been saying for the last number of years, to be honest with you, it's not through lack of funds or lack of money that we will not be able to close those infrastructure deficits. It's around more institutional aspects like planning in relation to housing, it's in relation to land. These are all things within the gift of government. So as I said, it's about delivery rather than the funding aspect of this.
Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody, thank you for your analysis this morning. More business news in the next hour.